still recovering from my stay in the hospital. Spent the last day surfing, enjoying the last of the waves we would see for a while. And we ran into a couple of people that we had met earlier in the week. And we started telling them our story about how we don't know where we're going to stay, we really have no plans, we're not quite sure what to do. They look at us and just offer up the house that they share with several friends in downtown Panama. They take us in, they take us out around the town. We end up having a wonderful night, get to the airport 5 in the morning, and the rest of the trip was smooth sailing from there to the beginning. Now, for a long time, I used to think that Juan Raul and his friend Afro, who kept us, those were their names, I used to think that they were a clear and perfect example of what the Good Samaritan was, of the story that Jesus told in the parable we just read. I used to think that being a Good Samaritan meant caring for a stranger in need, someone who was down on their luck, someone who needed help, someone who you saw and could help. And I think this is true, but I think this is only part of the story, and only a very small part of what Jesus is getting at in this parable. Now, parables are hypotheticals that Jesus would pose to sort of drive at a deeper meaning, a trickier question. It looked easy on the surface, but once you got down into it, it turned out it was a lot more nuanced and a lot more complicated than the listener would initially expect. So Jesus tells a parable here. He tells a parable of a man walking down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. This is a long, winding road. It's about 17 miles long. And it was then, and still is now, a pretty remote stretch of country. It was known to be dangerous. It was known to be unsafe. And anyone who walked down that road was sort of taking a risk just doing it. And if something happened to you, you would be a long ways away from any potential help. So that's the setup for this hypothetical, this parable that Jesus starts telling. Man was walking down this road, this dangerous road where robberies are known to happen, and sure enough, he comes across a gang of robbers who beat him up, take his money, and says, leave him half dead on the side of the road. Now, three people walk by this man in the story. The first one is a priest. The priest is walking down this dangerous road, sees the near-dead man on the side of the road, walks to the other side, and keeps on going. Second person that walks by is a Levite. The Levite sees him, walks to the other side of the road, and keeps on going. Now, I think if we think about it, probably don't have too much trouble extrapolating into our own lives who these characters are, who these people represent in the world that we see around us. They're good, upstanding citizens. They're good obeyers of the law. They probably volunteer. They probably give their money generously. And they probably do a lot of good for the world. But Jesus in this parable is trying to show that it's more than that. That what he's asking is something more than just being a normal, good citizen of this world. So that's why he brings in the example of the Samaritan, the third character that walks by the man on the side of the road. The relationship between Jews and Samaritans in the time of Jesus was very complicated. They were culturally isolated. Not only did they not like each other, or did they not like each other, they actually hated each other. A modern example would be that Samaritans and Jews, their relationship is much like the modern Jews in Israel, their relationship with Hamas. These were people who viewed each other as enemies. I've heard it said that this man on the side of the road, if he knew there was a Samaritan who would stop to give him aid, would have probably spat at the man's feet and refused the help. So that is the character that Jesus used to highlight what it means to be a neighbor. Jesus explained to the questioning lawyer that his neighbor was someone who was different, someone who was an outsider, not just a stranger in need, but an enemy in need. And I think that has special poignancy to us in the week that we've just seen here in America. The events of this week are pretty stark. I think that it's shaken all of us to our core in a lot of ways. There's pain, there's anger, there's confusion. Alton Sterling and Philando Castile were shot and killed by police officers. The next day in Dallas, 12 police officers were shot around a protest that was happening. 5 of them died, the other 7 were injured. This is happening. We as human beings looking at this feel pain, we feel scared, we feel confused. It's hard to understand how to process these feelings and even how to come up with a framework for how to process these feelings. And we know that there's a lot of disagreement and anger on what we should do, on what we do moving forward, on how we should help heal the land that we live in. So in light of the events of this week, who is our neighbor? Who is it that we are challenged by this parable to love as we love ourselves? I think Jesus is telling us in this parable that our neighbors are not the people around us who are easy to love. We tend to naturally view the world as us and them. There's not necessarily anything wrong with that. That's how we as humans are programmed to survive and to live. There's us and then everyone that's not us that we don't quite understand, whose perspective we can't quite see, is a them. Our tribe, our community, the people that we know the best, that's us. Everyone else, everyone that we disagree with, everyone that we're scared, everyone who disagrees with us or disrupts our preconceived notions of the world, that's them. I believe that Jesus is telling us that we are supposed to love them. That's the hard part. It's pretty easy to love us, to love ourselves, to love the people that we understand. It's much harder, if not impossible, to love the other, to love them, to love our enemies. But as followers of Christ, this is what we are called to do. But here's the good news. We're given an example of what this looks like and how it's done. The example is the man who told this parable, the man named Jesus. Jesus was the Christ. He was God. He was the divine who became incarnate to show us as human beings what the perfect love of God is. The Apostle Paul tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, while we were the other, while we were the outsider, while we were the them to God, God became human to become us and show us what love is. There are no easy answers to what needs to happen to heal our country. There are no simple solutions for policy. There's no simple solutions for what politicians we need to elect. Christ wasn't talking about easy political solutions here. He was giving us as individuals a challenge and an encouragement on a personal level. He tells us to love each other in the same way that he first loved us. If we as Christians want to help heal the world around us, if we as followers of Christ want to bring that love and light into the world, we have to look to more than just ideas or movements. We have to look to the example of love that was set by Christ. The answer is partly to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, but more than that, it's to love our neighbors, all of them, as God loves us.
And now we're going to stand and stand together. We're talking to Jesus.